Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios. Here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Folks, you do not want to miss this week. You do not want to miss tonight's show. We are starting NBA Legends Week, as we always do, leading up to the All-Star break, and we got a good one to kick things off. Rick Barry, the Hall of Famer, one of the 50 greatest, will join me here in a matter of a few seconds. He can get it going. All you have to do with Rick Barry is crank it up, and he will be ready to go here, so we don't want to waste any time. We got David Robinson coming tomorrow. We've got a number of legends coming the rest of this week, so we want to make sure you tune in for the rest of the week. It's going to be very enlightening. It's going to be you're going to learn a lot about former players and the state of our league and how they view the game. It'll be a lot of fun, always is, on NBA Legends Week. The Magic in action tonight, taking on the Chicago Bulls. We hit the air at 7:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 7:30 on the Magic Radio Network. And without further ado, let's kick off NBA Legends Week here on 96.9 The Game, Magic Drive Time. Who better to kick it off with than one of the 50 greatest? The Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. He's an NBA champion, of course, a legend in the NBA and the ABA. Rick Barry, kind enough to join us. Rick, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Every day you get up is a great day, and you'll appreciate that more as you get older.
Amen to that, my friend. Well, I'm always intrigued by people of your status, some of the best to ever do it. When you watch today's game, Rick, what interests you the most? What are you intrigued with the most? What are you most impressed with the hands that our game is in right now?
Well, the NBA has done a remarkable job as far as marketing the sport on an international basis, and so that's very exciting. The game itself, the one thing that has never changed about the game is that, and the redeeming quality, is that only the teams that actually play the game the way the game was designed to be played actually win championships. With that, I'm talking about a team that will make a commitment to defense first. I've never seen a team yet win a championship that wasn't one of the better defensive teams. I'm not saying you have to be the best team, but you certainly have to be a decent defensive team to have a chance to win a championship. And then, fortunately, the teams that win on the offensive end of the court actually play unselfishly. That's the way the game was designed to be played. That's why I love watching my old team, the Warriors, and the way that they play. And I don't understand why every team, since it's such a copycat league and they copy everything that somebody does to try to be successful, why in the world they aren't copying what the Spurs have done for so many years, what the Lakers used to do in their dominations, what the Celtics did when they won and all those many years ago, and what the Warriors are doing now. They play team basketball. And it's more fun to play that. It's more fun to watch it. More fun to be a part of it.
No, it sure is. Well said. I couldn't agree more. You look at your numbers and obviously leading the league in scoring, a scoring champion. I mean, you could score with the best of anyone, but you took pride on the defensive end as well, Rick, and you won a championship NBA and ABA. How important was that? How much pride do you take in playing on both ends?
Well, I mean, you win championships by playing team defense. I mean, if I'm going to have, five guys out on the court, I want five guys who are good team defenders. I don't care if a guy's a great individual defender. If you get a guy that's a great individual defender to go along with being a great team defender, that's a great bonus. But no one player sets anybody down. I laugh every time I hear these announcers talk about, oh, he's a lockdown defender. Trust me, there's no such thing as a lockdown defender. I mean, there's not one guy that ever played against my life that locked me down. You can't. The best defensive player can't shut down a great offensive player. All you can do is make him work harder and pray that he's going to have an off-night shooting. I mean, that's the reality of it. So when I hear that comment, I say, well, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So the bottom line is that you have to take pride in your defense, and it's all about team defense. In the old days when I first played, the whole theory was force everything in, because we had so many great centers back then. You're talking about Russell and Chamberlain and Nate Thurman and Walt Bellamy and players of that caliber. And what you try to do is you force things to the big guy who protected the basket. Well, that philosophy changed. The philosophy now is you never want them to get to the big man. You want team defense. You want to shut down the ball. You want to prevent them from getting those easy baskets, force them to beat you from the perimeter. The beauty of the fact with the Warriors is that philosophy will kill you, because the Warriors will kill you from the outside if they're on your game. So you might be better off against them of changing your philosophy. So, anyway, it's an interesting situation that exists today in the game. But the Warriors, they're basically an unstoppable team. I mean, somebody asked me during the playoffs the last few years, what do you do when you play the Warriors? I said, well, what you do is, first of all, you go to church and you light a candle and you pray. And you pray that two of their top three guys are going to have bad games. And because just look at what happened last year in the first two series. Klay Thompson is not on his game. Steph, KD on their games. They swept both of them without Klay. Okay? And they'll even throw Draymond into the equation. So what happens when all three of them are going? When all three of them are going, they can embarrass you. And then every once in a while, Draymond gets going as well. I mean, how do you shut that down? Because you have virtually three guys who are unguardable. They can shoot the three, they can drive to the basket, and they're all great free throw shooters. You have no chance. If they're playing their best game and play good defense, you don't have a chance of beating them in a seven-game series. That's the reality of it. Now, there's some teams that give them a battle. Certainly Houston is one. People are talking about now. Who knows what's going to happen in the East? You know, Boston seems to be struggling a little bit, but everybody goes through, you know, tough times, other than the two times when Chicago Bulls set the record and when the Warriors broke the record, where they went through the entire season without having a down period. Mostly, most teams struggle for anywhere from a week to 2 weeks where they have a period where they're just not playing well. And so, you know, that's the reality of it. I mean, the Warriors playing their best basketball on both ends of the court against any other team doing the same, the Warriors are going to win a seven-game series. Now, the beauty of sports doesn't always happen that way. That's why you play.
That's right. Well, how about your other former team then, the Houston Rockets? I know you must follow them as well. We saw James Harden go for 60 in a triple-double. We witnessed that firsthand. But can they pose a threat to him? I know you follow both teams still. So how does Houston, other than what you just mentioned, you got to hope they have a bad game or a couple of bad games, but how does Houston survive a seven-game series with the Warriors?
Well, I mean, I think, as I said, I mean, the both teams play their best on both ends of the court. I think the Warriors would prevail. I mean, that was a heck of a performance by Harden. I actually just sent a thing to the paper. I didn't realize I came within one assist of having a triple double at 60 points. I didn't even know that. Somebody pointed out.
How about that?
Yeah. So, but anyway, the bottom line of it is that the Rockets, you know, have the firepower to be able to do something. You know, they got two great players, two great guards. I mean, you know, CP3 goes along with it. Their center is doing a great job, the young kid. I mean, so that's a team that you have to be concerned and worried about. I think the differentiation right now would be that when they're on their game, the Warriors' defense is a little bit better. And if they're all on their game, I think offensively the Warriors are still a superior team. But who knows what's going to happen if they do meet in the playoffs. It would be a great series to watch, and it would be fun to see what happens.
Yeah, sure will. Speaking with Rick Barry, Hall of Famer, one of the 50 greatest. And, you know, Rick, we know it's well documented, your free throw percentage, I think the best to ever do it. You were when you retired. I mean, people may have better percentages, but you did it better than anybody. The scoring, we know, unbelievable score, 35.6 points a game, ABA, NBA. But I was looking at it the other day. Eight times in your career, you played 80 or more games. I know a couple of years in the ABA, you had some knee injuries, but today we have so much rest. We have doctors, guys miss games. You played. When you were out there, you played. With the travel situations back then, how much pride do you take in? You didn't miss games, Rick.
Well, I hated not playing. I mean, I'd love to play. I didn't want to be sitting on the bench. I mean, I got such a kick out of this. And I almost laugh. I mean, even Steve Kerr, I have so much respect for saying, well, we're really worn down. We're tired. Go, wait a second. These guys don't play more than 36 minutes a game. They're doing charter flights after games. They get a great night's sleep. They don't have to go through the stuff that we went through. How in the world can you possibly be tired? I mean, I don't understand that. I really and truly don't. And here, Porzingis comes out. I'm really tired. First of all, if you really were tired, you don't tell anybody.
Right.
I mean, I'm just astounded to hear this all the time. I'm going, what of these guys? What would they do if they had to go ahead and live the life that we lived? I mean, one season I was 47 minutes a game, and most of the time when I was playing in those seasons, I was 42 or more.
I couldn't believe that.
Well, I didn't want to be on the bench. I wanted to play. I joke about it and I say, well, let me see. You're playing 36 minutes a game, and not many guys even do that. But if you're playing 36 minutes a game, it's a 48-minute game, so that means you're playing three-quarters of the game, so maybe you should only get three-quarters of your salary.
Yeah, I try to get that one to float. Exactly right. Well, for those that are listening and don't understand, I think people need, and I'm always saying it, you know, the guys that want the rest need to explain to Rick Barry why it's so difficult nowadays, right?
All the guys that played back in my day. I mean,
that era, exactly.
Do you believe these guys talking about how tough it is? I mean, oh my God, it's a tough schedule.
Right. But let everybody know what you did, what the travel was like and how difficult. You'd take the first flight out in the morning the next day, and you didn't have the training staff. You didn't have the people that we have now.
Oh, no. I mean, I'd go in the shower and wash my uniform and pray that it dried before the next game. These guys never touch anything. I do it actually when I do a talk for fun. I compare what it was like when I played compared to what it is today and what these guys guys doing. A lot of people started laughing. I said, folks, I'm not making this up to try to be funny. I'm just telling
right,
you,
right, sure.
this is the absolute
sure.
truth of it. And plus the fact, now that they got me, oh, my God. I mean, you know, four games in five nights is nothing. In fact, I played in the All-Star game when I think I was in the All-Star game. Yeah, I don't know if it was the one where I was the MVP or not. But in one of the All-Star games, I know that I played on Thursday night, Friday night, back to San Francisco. Yeah, it was San Francisco. So I think it was. That was when I also got back to San Francisco. We had a dinner that night. That's all they ever did for All-Star Weekend. They had no other festivities. But I had a dinner that night, played Sunday afternoon, and played Monday night on the road.
Wow, how about that? Really? My goodness.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Speaking with one of the best to ever do, Rick Barry, of course, won a championship with the gold. Then the San Francisco Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, is what they
State
are.
Then.
Oh, that's right.
We lost.
You're right.
Six game series against the 76ers back in '67 when we were the San Francisco Warriors.
That's right. That's right. But that 74-75 championship, you guys 48 wins that year. Just take us through that year, how that all came together. And I know there's nothing. You win an NBA championship, no one can take that from you, Rick.
No, it's what you play for. I mean, I have rings that were given to me for Hall of Fame. Ring that's given to me for top 50, and you know it's very nice to be acknowledged for what you were able to do in your career. But the only ring that I wear is the championship ring, mainly because that's why you play. You play to be a champion, and that's why I have no problem, as some people do, with these guys moving around trying to go places like KD. I mean, he got crucified for leaving Oklahoma City. I said, wait a second. The guy had a chance to go and play on a team where he could be a champion. He doesn't need any more money. He's not doing it for money. He's doing it because he wants to be a champion. And not only did he get to be a champion, he was MVP of the championship series. Had a great season. So how could you fault a guy for wanting to do that? It's not right. about money. And they say, oh, being loyal to me. Hey, let me tell you something. The teams aren't going to be loyal to you if you aren't going to be producing and doing stuff for them. I mean, I just hear it. I hate that garbage. Oh, yeah, well, you've got to be loyal. There's no loyalty. It's a freaking business. There's
right.
no great loyalty when it comes
right.
to it. If a team has a chance to make a move to get better, look what Cleveland did. I mean, you know, they dismantled their roster, for God's sake, to try to
right.
go ahead and get to be better.
Right.
So don't give me that garbage about it. And don't get on these guys that are leaving. I respect that. Now, if a guy's leaving just to get the money, I have a problem with that. But if they're going someplace to really be a champion, then I think that's terrific. Like, as much as I respect the game of Kyrie Irving, I am so disappointed in the way that he did it, talking about the fact that he wants to be the guy. I mean,
right.
is it all about you? I mean, come on. You have a chance to be a champion. You were a champion once. You was one of the greatest players in the history of the game, the best three to ever play the game. And you have a chance to be a part of that and play with him. And you don't want to do that because you want to be the guy? I had a real problem with that.
Man, I love this. Straight shooter Rick Barry, he doesn't hold back. If you're going to have Rick Barry as a guest, you got to be prepared. He's going to call it like he sees it. More from my interview with the Hall of Famer Rick Barry. We'll talk more about today's game, what he did as a player, his legacy. But more in particular, LeBron James, when we return, you don't want to miss this. He was very critical of LeBron when LeBron first burst onto the scene and a couple years into his NBA career. We'll get his thoughts on the great LeBron James. When we return, you're listening to Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center here on 96.9 The Game.
IDC is one of the largest, most successful independent jewelers in America, period.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
We have one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in America.
So if you're diamond shopping at IDC, you can see 10, 15, 20 or more diamonds and make the right choice with confidence.
We're going to be able to show you multiple diamonds in your price range for you to make a good decision.
International Diamond Center, taking all the mystery out of buying diamonds.
We are the diamond experts.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Here comes Simmons' numbers. I don't need numbers. He flies right over the top of the German and dunks it down.
Magic fans, get your 2018-19 season tickets now. This is more than just basketball. This is the Loyal Blue community, featuring special benefits, first-class service, and access to exclusive events. Plus, if you can't make it to the Amway Center for a game, simply return your tickets for Magic money that can be used to upgrade your game night experience. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your tickets today.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there. Now and always. Discover more at somedaystartstoday.com.
And welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Orlando in action tonight, taking on the Chicago Bulls. Magic trying to make it four wins out of their last five games. Nearly took down the Milwaukee Bucks a couple of days ago. Gave them all they could handle. It was just a better team with terrific players making big plays down the stretch. And they did not want to come to Florida and get swept. They lost the night before in Miami, and they were determined. They were determined to get that win on Saturday. So now the Magic back at it. They're 0-2 this year against Chicago. It'd be nice to pay them back here tonight. Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season, and you can score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information. Let's get back into our interview with the Hall of Famer Rick Barry, one of the 50 greatest to ever do it. And by doing so, Rick, I just want to get your thoughts on LeBron James. This is a guy that has overcome a lot of criticism. He's one of the best to ever play. You just said before the break he's the best three to ever play. Your thoughts on LeBron James, fairly or unfairly criticized?
Well, without question, he's unnecessarily criticized. And anytime you're great in what you do, there's always people want to knock you off the pedestal. They get very jealous of that. But he's the best three. I mean, the thing about it is you can't say about the best ever playing. When it comes to team sports, I try to emphasize this all the time. In team sports, you can never say who the best player is. I mean, it's because you have different positions. Every position requires different skills. You can't say LeBron is better than Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, LeBron can't do the things that Wilt Chamberlain did. Wilt can do the things that LeBron did. So you put them in their positions. LeBron, to me, is the best three to ever play the game. The best two would be Michael Jordan. So you just put them from the positions. And certainly he's an amazing, you know, amazing athlete. Now, with that said, there's still he has flaws in his game, without question. And I always say it's God equalizer, because my God, if he learned some of the things that, you know, that could be taught to him, it'd be ridiculous. I always joke this. If he'd be so good, they might have to say, you can't play. You're too good. I mean, that's how crazy it is that this guy does what he does. But there's never been anybody like him. I mean, so powerful and the things that he does. Yeah, he's amazing. I love watching him play. And I do, as I say, I do think he has some flaws to his game. And my disappointment only is that I have great respect for him as a player and, you know, as a person and the nice things he does off the court. But I offered an opportunity to do something, to show him some things that I said could take you to another level. And he never took me up on the offer, which I keep hearing that he wants to always get better. He's working on his game. But why in the world would you not want to take an opportunity to just at least get together and hear what it is that someone who's had pretty damn good success himself might be able to teach you a little bit of something? And I was the one that made a big deal about his shooting. You go look at LeBron's shooting form when he first came into the league and then see what it turned into after I made a big stink about how lousy his shooting form was. And now he's a much better shooter than he ever was. That should have been something that the Cleveland Cavaliers should have corrected the moment he got there, which they didn't.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's little things like that and other stuff about his game that I see that I think could help him be an even better player than what he is, which is kind of scary when you think about it, that LeBron could get better. So, you know, but that's probably the one disappointment that I have, is that I love greatness. I'd love to watch greatness in anything in life. And for me to see someone who doesn't totally fulfill the potential that they have in what it is that their endeavor happens to be, that's a disappointment to me. And as great as LeBron is, I don't think he ever has reached the level that he's capable of reaching, because he hasn't learned some of these other things. And he's still not a great shooter. He's still Bill needs to work more on it. He's never been an 80% free throw shooter. He doesn't really want to get on the line late in games and get fouled. His mentality, as big and strong as he is, I said he should want to get fouled every time he drives.
As we close out, can we get a commitment that when that book, love to have you back on here and go through a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to do that. Let me just real quickly give a website for people to check. If you want to go ahead and feel a little bit better about your life, I'm not going to give any big thing. I'm going to give you the site to look at. Watch the video. See what the people have to say. All I'm telling you is that I started taking this. I was taking a prescription drug for my knee. I've had 4 knee operations during my career and a real problem with it, and I was taking a prescription drug. I started taking this natural product, and since I've been taking the natural product, I have never taken another pill for my knee with the prescription drug. So that alone makes me a big believer, and there's a lot of great testimonials about this from a lot of different people. So go to GOGYV.com/RBarry. GOGYV.com/RBARRY. Check it out. Watch the video. Listen to it. The money back guarantee. I highly recommend you give it a chance.
GOGYV.com/RBarry is how you can get that information.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All small letters,
Okay. You got it, Rick.
We'll talk again sometime.
Good stuff. Well, Rick, I appreciate it. You have always been a straight shooter. That's what I admire. That's what I love. Appreciate the time. And we'll talk here soon down the road, okay?
Take care. God bless. Good luck to the Magic.
You got it. Thank you so much. That is Rick Barry, one of the greatest, the Hall of Famer, one of the 50 greatest of all time. And that's the thing. This guy's a straight shooter, and it's kind of refreshing. You can agree with him or not, but he stands by his laurels, and he believes what he believes. That'll do it. What a way to kick off NBA Legends Week than with the straight shooter, Rick Barry, one of the best to ever do it. One of the 50 greatest, Hall of Famer, NBA champion. And we'll be back here tomorrow. We're going to have a terrific slate of guests lined up. David Robinson joins us tomorrow right here, 5:30 on 96.9 The Game. Terrific job by Aaron Berlin scheduling these guests. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.